You know, the growth really has come across all sectors. We've had continued strong growth in the emerging new growth markets. So we've had even increasing amount of devices that have been sold in the low end, below 50 million, below 50 euro devices. But also we've had very good uptake of our products in the mid-range and the high end. So the Nokia N95 multimedia computer, we sold over more than 1.5 million of those very high-featured, high-functioned, and quite frankly, high-priced devices.
Well, that brings me on to neatly on what I was going to ask you about next, which is what the analysts are very particularly pleased about is the fact that the margins were quite strong. The profit levels were quite good. Can that be maintained, though?
Well, I think it is an interesting quarter to dispel some myths. And in an industry where ASPs are going down and all the other competitors had declining ASPs, we actually had a slight increase from 89 to 90 euros, and at the same time we increased market share from 36% to 38%, and you saw, you know, the profitability, the gross margins were improved for the third straight quarter, operating margins running between 18% and 21% in our devices businesses. So we've proved that you can take market share and you can be profitable if you have the fundamental underpinnings of the brand, the cost structure, and the good distribution that we have across a broad product portfolio.
Well, if as leader you ever look over your shoulder, you may have noticed that the number two spot is now being held by Samsung rather than Motorola. Do you see them as, in the long term, a more formidable competitor than Motorola?
Yeah, well, we do keep a very close eye on the competitors, and we take all of them quite seriously. It remains a very competitive industry, and while Motorola is in particularly a down cycle, they haven't gone away. They haven't exited the industry. They aren't going to exit the industry, and sooner or later they'll be coming back to some degree. Samsung has overtaken them in the number two spot in terms of market share, and you know, they've had a nice refresh of their portfolio, and they provide us good continuing competition. But as you've seen, we've kind of widened the gap between number one and number two. And for us, we think it's important to maintain that. That allows us some of the reason why we've been able to consistently deliver better profitability than any of our competitors.